ಓಂ ಅಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಮರಂದಶ ಜನಂಜನಂ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರಂಗಲಿತಂ ದೀನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನಮಃ. ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಕಿ. So by the mercy of the devotees, we're able to come and have some realizations of Jagannath. So by the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj for kindly inviting me to come, and these dedicated followers who have made all arrangements and give me food and water and shelter and everything I ever needed, I'm very much indebted to you all. By your mercy, there was realization of Jagannath. Jagannath is very, very special. Once you get to Jagannath, then he takes over. You need the devotee's mercy to get to him, but once you get there, he's very liberal. Generally, Krishna is not very liberal with his mercy. It's a property of his devotees. But Jagannath has his own way, and he very liberally distributes his mercy. The first experience that I had was when Jagannath was coming in the Pandavijay. It was very difficult to see from where we were in the sunshine. But finally he came. He said it was difficult to see when he was going up because he went up backwards onto the rath. And finally he sat there, and then they just turned Jagannath around, around, and suddenly his eyes were there. And I thought, this is the perfection of this pilgrimage. Nothing else to be attained. Even if I go back now, I'm fully satisfied just to see the glance of Jagannath. The next day, we had in the morning, we had the opportunity to go onto the rath to see Jagannath. And actually, I wasn't feeling very well. I was sunburned and so many things were happening, and I thought maybe I shouldn't go on the rath. Maybe I'll just sit here. I can see Jagannath. I'm going to have a fight to get on the rath, fight to get off. And my body wasn't feeling so good. And I was thinking anyway, I was doing the younger rath saver of Lord Jagannath in Mayapur, Rajpur. I'm with Jagannath for 10, 12 days. I'm touching his body continuously all day when we're repainting the deity. So it's not a big... I should be satisfied with that. It doesn't really matter that to go up and see and touch Jagannath. They said you can touch. I'm fully satisfied seeing. I don't think I need to touch, especially in my condition. But somehow or another, I was whisked up there, and it was different, a lot different than my serving Jagannath for 10, 12 days in Rajpur. My head was at the lotus feet of Jagannath, and uncontrollably I was sobbing, and my prayer was, please end this material existence, Jagannath. And Balaram Subhadra, same thing is happening. So it was something I really wasn't expecting. I thought I would just go out there and touch the deity. There would be no feeling or emotion. But Jagannath has his own way how he wants to deal with his devotees. When Jagannath was going into the Gundicha, the whole festival, the fanfare, seeing these wonderful pastimes of Lord Jagannath, moving by his own sweet will, I was understanding, and in fact I came with this idea. Last time I was here was, I can't remember, at least 15, 16 years ago. But someone was asking me, they were also going to Puri to see the festival. And I said, yes. When you see Jagannath, your love willing for Krishna will automatically increase. Wherever you see him, on the route, wherever you see him. And that we was experiencing. I think everybody was experiencing. Especially that when he was going into Gundicha, how he moved around, throwing his glances over everyone. Nobody could escape his glances, actually. And he didn't want anybody to escape. And I thought, how these wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, how they really increase your love for Krishna. And so there was nothing else to be achieved after witnessing these pastimes of Lord Jagannath. And they're there every year. They go on every year, and Jagannath is always very merciful. I don't know why I don't come every year, but somehow Jagannath is very, very merciful. He has his own way of bestowing his mercy to any devotee, and everybody has their experience of Jagannath's supreme mercy in just bringing out your love for Krishna automatically, just increasing it like anything. Jagannath Swami Ki! What else can we say? Jagannath Swami Ki! Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.